Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's look at stuff through a three-year window. The two of the most important arms in town. Let's start with the Stros yesterday. Framber Valdez, six walks, just a stressful roller coaster ride. The inability to protect a four-run lead with the Yankees in town and a lot of excitement. I know it's early, but is it really early when it comes to the discussion about whether or not this guy's an ace? Yeah. I feel like we've been talking about this for 3 years. Like, you go back to 2 years ago when he had one of the top five starts in franchise history in the ALCS. We've been asking this question. Is the fact that it's been going on as long as it has, should we already have accepted that the answer to that question is no?
I don't accept it personally yet. But, I mean, the clock is ticking because, there's no question who the ace of this staff is now. It's you, allegedly. You know, it's Framber.
Oh, I thought you said me.
Well, maybe. it's Framber.
I'm in trouble.
So if you can't embrace that and take the next step, by July, mid-July, then we have the answer.
Okay.
Because and I thought
so. Your deadline is July,
mid-July-ish. We'll know. Because here's the thing: the reason that you want to maybe be a little bit optimistic is he was awful with his control yesterday. He hit a batter two, walked six, loaded the bases twice, got out of it with well played double plays.
Which he deserves credit for.
Which he deserves credit for, but still, his control was off. Control you can fix. Control you can change. You can get better. But if it's a lingering problem, then maybe we're going to have some issues. If it's his stuff that is not going to be consistent, then maybe we're going to have some issues. But so I'm not like jumping off and saying this guy is not an ace. What I am saying, though, is if we are asking that question in July, he is not an ace. Just flat out not.
I mean, look, he's a good pitcher, but you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. That's why he's got to back it up.
And we've been having this discussion for a long time. So I kind of lean towards no, but that doesn't mean, you know, some teams don't have aces.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to find other ways to win, and that's where the bullpen, the lineup and stuff might have to overcome it. But I think the fact we're having this conversation for years, I think it's telling us all that we need to tell us, and I think waiting till July, I think you're postponing the inevitable. I think
maybe
you should already know this.
But we should at least give him that. I mean, this is the first time he's been handed the reins before the season even started. Last year we were having this question, but he didn't really start out as the ace on the staff. Like, it was not like your team. You know, that is your team when you're the ace. You're the guy that stops bad, you know, losing streaks or bad moments or whatever it may be. You're the guy that starts, you know, a good win streak with a terrific effort. He's never been that. He is this year. And so, you know, if he doesn't get it done, we have our answer.
All right. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Aaron live from the Houston Open here on Sports Radio 610. So when we talk about two-year, three-year conversations, this is another one that I think kind of puts where the Texans are and where they can potentially be in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the quarterback position in the AFC South, because there's question marks at the quarterback position in most areas. We're not really questioning C.J. Stroud, but I think in the spirit of fairness, we do have to acknowledge that, you know, what happens your rookie season is not necessarily – it's not always a sign of the best being yet to come, and it's not always a sign of how things are going to 100% be. And yeah. I think on the opposite end of the spectrum, Trevor Lawrence had a disastrous mm-hmm. rookie season with bad upbringing, and he's where he's at.
Yeah.
But there's a conversation about Trevor Lawrence, and there's a conversation about C.J. Stroud. And it's almost like, are these elite quarterbacks? How good are these guys? And I don't know, like, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is going to be elite at any point, like the conversation yeah. we're having about Framber Valdez. But I think he's going to be, he's not trash.
Yeah.
Like, he's okay. Like, Trevor Lawrence is okay. But I think the best way to look at this when it comes to potentially an elite quarterback is that if in 2 years we're having this discussion about C.J. Stroud and we feel about him the way that the Jags feel about Trevor Lawrence, then I think we could look at this as somewhat disappointing. Is that fair
no,
to say?
That's absolutely fair.
Like, if 3 years into C.J. Stroud's era, our tenure, whatever, career, mm-hmm. we're looking at him like the Jags do Trevor Lawrence,
yeah, that's a
then we're not where we're not going to be where we think we're going.
No, that's a disappointment. On the plus side, though, there have been some quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence that had a bad rookie year and then blossomed into something really special. Well, he's been blossoming for 4 years now, you know, so I don't think he's going to...
He's heading into four, right?
Yeah, he's heading into four. I don't think he's all of a sudden in year four going to say, okay, there it goes, it clicks. I think we kind of know what he is. The way I would describe it, though, is there's been very, very few players outside of injury, maybe Robert Griffin III, that had a spectacular rookie year and didn't become elite or flirt with elite. Like Andrew Luck, you know. I mean, just go down the list. Like, if rookies that come in,
Dan Marino,
gangbusters, generally become elite. Yeah. And so that's the difference between C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. And like, can you win a Super Bowl with Trevor Lawrence?
Maybe.
But
I mean, but it becomes more difficult because, yeah. despite this conversation, they're going to have to pay him like he's elite.
Yes.
It's the cost of doing business.
Uh huh.
So that's the crazy thing for me. Like, if you would have told me. Because when we go back to 2020, that was when it was apparent that Deshaun Watson wanted nothing to do with the Texans. And it was apparent that the Texans were eventually going to have to find a quarterback. If you would have told me that when the Jags got Trevor Lawrence, that how we feel right now would be the feeling that we had, I would have said thank you.
I'd take it.
I would have said thank you so much.
Yes, because even
I will take that all day. I mean, yes. There was a montage of a freaking John Elway,
yeah.
And Andrew Luck and stuff going
Hell,
on. When he was
even
drafted.
After his rookie year, I was like, you know what? I wouldn't pass judgment too fast on this kid.
Yes.
You know, even after his rookie year, I was like, he's legit. You were saying the same thing. Well, he is legit, but I mean, what he's not, is he going to be elite? I wouldn't bet on that right now.
So, what do you think we're saying about C.J. Stroud 2 years from now? Because we've been saying the same thing about Framber Valdez. The dialogue about Trevor Lawrence is what it is. What are we saying about C.J. Stroud two years from now?
I'll go back to my point earlier. I've never seen a quarterback come in this hot, this strong as a rookie and not become elite. So we're going to be saying. That dude is him. That dude is taking this team to a Super Bowl eventually, if not already. I think he's going to be absolutely elite. I think that's the biggest difference.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Texans today, they restructured the contract of Tytus Howard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is going on, but that tells you perhaps they're looking at doing something. Could it be a contract extension? Could it be a trade? What are the Texans doing? They're pushing back Tytus Howard's contract a little bit, restructuring that.
Something's coming, right? I mean, it has to be. Because the Texans, if they restructured the contract, like a lot of teams have done this offseason, because they are at or over the cap, that's one thing. They had money. Even after all these signings, they were, I want to say, like 13 in the NFL, 14 in the NFL in cap space. They were smack in the middle of the pack. So to free up, I think it was, what, 10.3 or 10.6, something like that, $1 million that they freed up in cap space by restructuring Tytus Howard. They did that for a reason, and that reason is there is something coming down the pike. There is another, maybe it's Simmons, maybe it's Justin Simmons, maybe it's someone else that we haven't even heard of or thought of. But right now, they went from, like, I want to say just under $20 million in cap space. That's fine. You could have stayed the same. To $26 million or $28 million cap space, they didn't do that for no reason. Like this is Nick Caserio we're talking about. They're going to make a move, and there's still plenty of time to do that.
I think it's really interesting that the Texans, like, their two whiffs, their two public whiffs, and you can we can look back and say whether or not these were costly whiffs or not, because, you know, sometimes when you whiff, it ends up paying off.
Mm-hmm.
We know that better than anyone around here. Saquon Barkley, they were in on him, and then they were in on Keenan Allen. So you've had two whiffs on offense. You got to think at some point they're going to try to improve this offense, right? Because if we go to training camp 2 months from now, 3 months from now, whenever the hell it is, and we're sitting here and you're trying to sell me on John Mechie comeback season,
yeah,
or Xavier Hutchinson taking the next step, or Robert Woods, or, hey, Joe Mixon and no other running backs. It's a tough sales pitch given the fact that you tried to bring in Keenan Allen. You tried to bring in Saquon. I'm not saying Mixon was a bad follow-through, but that, based on actual actions, it's a disingenuous sales pitch. It's almost just trying to make the best of what you got,
yeah,
and it's counter to what you actually tried to do.
And then put on top of that they just cleared cap space. And then there's this, which it's kind of like staring us in the face, and I don't feel like this is, like, we don't talk about it enough. I hate to be that guy. Like, they're showing us that they're going all in on defense. They're showing us. So why would they not do something on offense?
But aren't they showing us that they're trying on offense, but they have a line in the sand?
Yeah, but they are trying. Here, but that means they're going to try it again. They're going to try to do something.
Here's my concern with that, and this is the fear that I have, because we're talking about C.J. Stroud. We're talking about C.J. Stroud being that dude. We're talking about Trevor Lawrence. We're mm-hmm. talking about Andrew Luck. Here's my fear. Why do you have that line in the sand? Because maybe you can just say it's team-wide.
Mm-hmm.
But you were willing to give Danielle Hunter $48 million,
yeah, big
right?
contract. Yeah,
you were willing to bring in Autry for whatever you gave him. You're willing to bring in these guys on defense. If you have this line in the sand, and you're willing to back out of a Keenan Allen trade, or you're willing to say, "All right, we don't want that for Saquon," is that line in the sand the CJ saves all butts line? Is that the Andrew Luck Indianapolis Colts, hey, we don't need a running back because Andrew Luck can overcome it? Hey, you know, the offensive line's all right, but, you know, we can overcome it because Andrew Luck, that guy's a tough SOB. You know, these wide receivers, we could use some, but you know what? Andrew Luck saves all butts. Like, is the line in the sand just a line in the sand, or is the line in the sand, hey, we can improve the defense, and this CJ Stroud guy, he's going to carry us to the promised land.
Man,
he's
going
to save all butts.
I hope not. That would be a huge mistake that we've seen over and over again. Not only do I hope not, I don't think so either. I think, yeah, they missed on Keenan Allen. They missed on Saquon Barkley. Barkley said as much on a podcast yesterday.
New Heights with the Kelce brothers.
He was saying flat out, first team I was looking at was Houston. I was like, oh, great. And then he actually said, which was a little bothersome, once it got to money, he said that was before we got to money or something along those lines. And I'm like, okay, there's that line in the sand you're talking about.
Which, so, if you have a line in the sand, that's fine. I just don't want the line in the sand to be the CJ saves all butts line.
Yes, but they're attempting. So that's what goes back to my first point I made here is I've got to believe that they're especially after the Titus Howard stuff, they've got a plan on offense. Like the next big signing I feel is going to be either Simmons or someone on offense.
Like, does defense win championships? Like, you hear that all the time. It kind of seems like the cliche that you hear all that. Oh, you know, defense wins. Does it?
I mean, it helps. I mean, defense clinch championships. That should be the saying. Like if you have like a Patrick Mahomes and you have a defense like the Chiefs, that'll clinch it. Yeah. You know, having a defense like that, it shouldn't be defense wins championships. But quarterbacks win championships.
Yeah.
Defenses clinch championships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you hear defense, you know, wins championships.
Yeah, got to run the ball.
If they're going defense in the draft, I'm just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit concerned by that.
You should be.
Quite frankly.
I
just don't – like, I don't – you can't roll out what they got out there on offense and expect that to be good. Yeah. Unless you're just going to be – you know, oh, if they would have had Tank Dell, if they would have done this, if they would have done that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really and they're backing it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they were out on Saquon and out on Keenan Allen. Like, they're telling you that they believe it.
Yeah, their moves are telling us that there's a line in the sand.
But why is there that line in the sand? That's the real question. What is their plan? Do they have a plan? Mm-hmm. Why are they wanting to wait to give up the draft comp for Keenan Allen? I think it's a question worth asking. I think it's something to keep a really, really close eye on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Aaron and Figgy Fig live out here at the Houston Open here on Sports Radio 610. J-Lo doing his thing. He's got a Greg Norman shirt on.
I do.
That?
I got the Shark shirt.
Yeah.
It's a birthday present from my daughter.
Greg Norman, huh?
Daughter-in-law. Yeah.
Greg Norman.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was all right. Choked at the Masters.
Choke artist.
Yeah. But he was all right. Artist. I think he was the number one player in the world like 4 years in a row.
Yeah, had a pretty good Chili Bowl.
Number one player in the world is here. Only one shot back.
Who's that?
Scottie Scheffler, baby.
Okay.
Only one shot back. I think he tees off in about an hour.
Okay.
And it's going to be fun to watch this golf because it is windy. And these shots are going to be good. They're going to be some challenging shots, man.
Oh, there's a hater right there. You want to see him struggle?
That's real classy. I like the competition.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch him. I hope he sucks.
Nope.
That's fair.
Didn't say that. I said it's going to be some challenging shots. I love that high.
He's not worried about it. He's shooting a minus eight today.
He's got – in this win?
Shooting a minus eight.
Oh, I'm willing to get a piece of that action
minus
right
eight,
there.
Buddy.
I'm willing to get a piece of that action.
You heard it here first, bud. Minus eight.
Care to back that up?
Mark that, Figgy. Minus eight.
Today.
Scheffler, yeah.
Not finish minus eight.
No, he's going to finish minus nine.
Because he's 5 under right now.
He's going to finish minus 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus 13. Eight. Okay.
Yeah, this ain't nothing for him.
Okay.
Yeah, this ain't nothing for him, man.
This wind, man.
Nothing.
Golfers hate wind more than any other thing on the course.
Rain actually helps them because they can stick it.
They don't mind that rain or dampness.
Although the putting's hard.
They
in
don't
the rain.
Mind any water. They don't even see the water.
Putting's hard
for
90%
of the times.
Oh, they see water.
Yeah, but 90% of the time they don't. They just hit their shot.
See it. Have you ever broken a club?
No.
Never?
You know me. I'm not that guy.
Ever thrown one in the water?
Nah.
Oh, man.
Nah.
No, it's a satisfying feeling. So good, man. It's so fun, man.
Now, my middle son, I think he might have broken a club or two.
Oh, I broke probably like 15.
15?
15.
Dang.
Because we used to have the demos when I worked at the golf course back in the day.
Yeah.
So you're taking
just
the pitch.
Just
take it. Throw it in the water. Now, if it were my own club, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the demo. Where'd that go? I have no idea.
I hit a bad shot, and I'm just shoulder shrug guy. Like, man, I'm not a pro. Yeah. I'm not a pro.
Well, you're not a competitor. You're more of a senior tour guy. I'm more of a master.
I am a very much competitive person.
I'm more of a master's. You're more senior
but
tour.
But I pick my spots on what I'm competitive in, and golf, I don't do this for a living, man. I do not do this for a living.
See, I'm out there with Scheffler and you know, Dustin Johnson.
What are you holding the little scoreboard?
And Jordan Spieth.
You're walking 10 paces
behind
them.
I'm in their group.
You're 10 paces behind them holding the scoreboard?
I'm with Spieth, Dustin Johnson, and
with a little
Scheffler.
Camelback on your back, drinking
Lopez,
water.
Lopez is more out there with Lee Trevino and Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Don't sleep on Lee Trevino, man.
And
don't sleep on Lee Trevino, boy.
Oh, he's hilarious. That's a funny SOB right there.
That's a good dude.
He was in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
That's the man right there. Coming up next, the trip up 45. A lot of us are making it. Let's give you a guide and take a look at yesterday. three words kind of summarize what happened yesterday as the Sweet 16 kicked off. Chalk these nuts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.